That, of course, is on the understanding that there are three parties that negotiate at the end of this. It is conceivable, although it is unlikely considering the NATO alliance and the increasing relationship between Turkey and Russia and other considerations. But it is possible that the SDF and Assad, with the commitment and the and with the permission of Russia and America, could somehow force Turkey out, not through military means, but through other diplomatic means or economic means, which is entirely plausible and actually highly preferable from my position. And it would actually strengthen the hand of democracy, that the insidious, the malign influence of Turkey and the support that they give to jihadism, not just within the FSA, but across all the other jihadist groups in Syria, if that was to be removed and cut out, then a much more comprehensive and more sustainable peace process could actually come about. My other long-term goal over the next couple of months will be to promote not only unity amongst the SDF and all its various fractions, but also within the wider coalition, that America must stand strong against Turkey, must not negotiate away Manbij and other areas that have been so hard won, and instead focus on the long-term security and peace of Syria, that we now have the SDF, which has done wondrous things in northeastern Syria. We have the fact that Assad has won the Syrian civil war. And if those two parties negotiate, then peace in Syria is more than possible. And together they can remove countries like Turkey, which are unwelcome in both the country and in the wider region. And as I said, a long-term sustainable peace process can then start to take place.